Iranian and Chinese presidents have agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in various domains, including economy, trade, defense, technology, and tourism.
Today, we discussed boosting strategic ties between the two countries, drawing up a comprehensive 25-year document, and agreed to increase trade volume to up to $600 billion in the next 10 years.
I held genuine and fruitful talks with President Rouhani about bilateral ties and exchanged ideas about issues of mutual interest, and as Mr. Rouhani said, we reached agreements on many issues.
Hassan Rouhani and Xi Jinping made the comments following a meeting in the Iranian capital, Tehran. The Iranian president said that Tehran and Beijing also discussed regional and international issues like terrorism and the war on terror. Rouhani hailed Xi's visit to Iran as a historic trip which marks the opening of a new chapter of bilateral ties. The Chinese leader said that Beijing and Tehran should reinforce their cooperation in international bodies like the United Nations and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. He added that the two nations can greatly contribute to global peace. It's the first official visit in 14 years by a Chinese head of state to Iran. China has been Iran's top trade partner for 6 years in a row, with bilateral trade hitting a record $52 billion in 2014. Fuad Izadi is a professor at the University of Tehran who joins us to tell us more about this. Fuad Izadi, I guess I'm going to wrap up the significance of this trip, given the fact that we're looking at the first trip in 14 years by a Chinese head of state. Why is this trip so important?
Well, it is important because Iran and China face a common enemy competitor, the United States. It is important because it's coming after the nuclear agreement. And it is important because both countries are growing and realizing that a strategic partnership could enhance their status internationally quite well. So since both countries realize this, they have decided to actually cooperate more than before.
And if we want to take a look at the political advantages that come out of this relationship by both countries getting closer, what would they be, for example, in terms of the regional crises or overall?
Well, it is in the interest of the Chinese government to make sure that not all the states in the Persian Gulf region are U.S. allies. We have the Saudi government, the Bahraini government, the Qatari government, UAE. All these governments are considered to be pro-West. And since China is exporting more than half of its energy needs from the Persian Gulf, it is important for the Chinese government to make sure that not all countries in this part of the world are at the service of the U.S. foreign policy objectives. And that is why they need to have good relations with Iran, because Iran has an independent foreign policy. Having a safe environment in this part of the world is also important. So what you see with regard to the Saudi aggressions in the last few months, it's important for China to make sure that this part of the world stays and remains safe, so they can influence the Saudi government to make sure that their wrong behavior in the last many months is corrected. As you know, the Chinese president went to Saudi Arabia just before coming to Tehran. So it's hoped that this trip will make the Saudi government realize that their policies are not really fruitful. It is also very important for both sides to realize that, unfortunately, the United States government considers both countries either enemies or major competitors. So cooperation between the two countries, Iran and China, is going to be important in that sense. China is establishing this network of banks throughout Asia. Iran can be part of that. Iran can be part of the Shanghai Pact. So overall, there are a lot of common interests and areas of common benefit that both countries can exploit, and I think both governments are realizing that.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it. A professor at the University of Tehran, Fuad Izadi there. Thanks.